Hello and welcome to another Modern Commerce Talk session from Aventia. I'm your host, as always, Jack Stratton from Insider Trends. Delighted to be joined today by Jens Axelsson from Aventia, who's a strategic advisor, but with a particular focus and area of expertise around loyalty. Nice to see you again, Jens.
Nice to see you, Jack, as always.
As always, exactly. We've had a couple of talks before, and this subject is really, really interesting today, something that I think we've discussed informally before. I'm going to kick it off with a kind of overarching question, and then maybe I'll jump in with a few more as we go through. The overarching question really is about KPIs. So what would you consider, and this is quite broad, Jens, but what would you consider to be the most important KPIs for a loyalty-driven commerce business?
Yeah, of course, this is a quite broad question. It's a broad area, and I would like to narrow it down. But before we dig into those KPIs that I at least believe that are the most important for the most businesses, I would just like to, you know, set the basics first. I am, as you say, I'm an evangelist when it comes to, you know, loyalty-driven commerce. And for me, first of all, I mean, customer loyalty is everything. And by saying that, I mean, we know that attracting new customers is very costly, especially today, when it comes to, you know, today's competitiveness and so on. And it can be up to 25 times more expensive compared to, you know, keeping an existing customer. But also from a revenue perspective, we know that current customers generate much more spend, depending, of course, how you treat them and how you value them and so on. But it could be like, you know, up to 70% more in average spend compared to new customers. And just based on that, I think that we, you know, can enter into the discussion regarding the KPIs, because for many businesses, when it comes to existing customer spending, especially when it comes to retail, it is like 70-75% of the total revenue for many companies out there. But despite that, when it comes to, you know, measuring customer loyalty in terms of KPIs, it is unfortunately done, I would say, too fragmented, with the focus on just a few parts. The most common that I see, at least, is that many, you know, companies, they are measuring the numbers of visitors, the number of accumulated customers and generated revenue, but that will not provide a sufficient picture or a sufficient basis for the continuous improvement work. So there are more to be considered here to be able to measure customer loyalty from all aspects. That is extremely important. And moving on, I mean, there are many ways to measure customer loyalty, both from a strategic perspective, but also from a tactical perspective. And I would like to, not to spend too much time, of course, I would like to focus on the primary KPIs of a more strategic nature, because that is the basics. And based on these, we can then, you know, connect important metrics to be, you know, underlying more of a technical KPIs. So I would like to focus on the strategic ones.
Yeah, I think that makes complete sense.
And first of all, I think that the strategic KPIs, they must be seen as central for a company. They must be followed over time. They should be an obvious part of the company's dashboard of key figures that reflect the company's performance. And the strategic KPIs also should reflect forecasts and scenarios based on the actual scoring and trends. That is not that common, unfortunately, but it should be used in that way. So strategic loyalty-driven KPIs must or should at least be considered as business critical on the highest level. When it comes to, you know, the KPIs, I mean, solid measurements regarding customer loyalty should ensure measurements regarding the customer platform, I mean, number of new customers, you know, the retention of customers, I mean, the number of customers that is remain, both new and existing, over the period of time. The revenue, of course, in terms of total spending from existing customers, but also satisfaction. I mean, the level of positive feedback that you give from your customers. And in the end, generating some sort of a scoring when it comes to customer loyalty from an overall perspective.
Well, that's an interesting point.
Yeah.
So just to pick up on that very briefly, so do you mean that if, you know, if you were hypothetically working with a business, a retailer, you'd be saying, look, it's not just about having these different loyalty KPIs or measurements. Actually, you, what you want to be doing is trying to create a bit of a matrix so you can score. So then you actually, so you're kind of accumulating a different matrix, and then you almost get a sense of who you're, you know, it's not just loyalty, it's the most loyal, and then maybe, like, you know, the slightly less loyal and the less loyal. You start to really get a very detailed picture then, don't you, if you score?
Yeah, spot on, Jack. I mean, it is exactly as you say, and that is unfortunate to what I see, that many companies having today too much of a fragmented way of measuring this. It doesn't really say anything more than specific, you know, figures, but they are not connected, and they are not broken down in a actionable way of working to improve the business or the brand's customer offers and services. And I will actually come back to that, because in the end, that is the most important. And as all, you know, KPIs, at least from my perspective, when it comes to customer loyalty, I mean, from an annual perspective and sometimes with longer horizon, the strategic KPIs should be target oriented. They should be target based, and they should be, of course, based on the overall, you know, business objective, depending on needs. They could be, for instance, like increased customer base, improved retention, etc. But it's, you know, it's all about setting your objective, create a strategy, and develop a business plan based on those for further follow-up. And that is the way that you should work with these KPIs, from target-based to actions and continuously follow-up. The most important strategic KPIs regarding customer loyalty, at least from my perspective, is the one that I think that are most important for just driving customer loyalty. That is customer retention and customer engagement. And retention and engagement, in many ways, they are linked, and they can be used to measure in terms of loyalty, but they don't mean exactly the same thing. Because the retention basically only refers to the business ability to turn new customer into repeat customers. But engagement also consists of softer values, such as engagement, word of mouth, rating and reviews, etc. But those two together, they are the main or the most important components here.
That's interesting. Again, it's that combining metrics to create a score, not isolating them.
Yeah, definitely.
I really like that, because you're right about softer metrics. They're great, but actually used in isolation, just looking at a load of reviews, what does it tell you overall? Not that much, but you combine it with other engagement metrics and it becomes really interesting.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the softer one could be a little bit more tricky, you know, to combine into, you know, this kind of, you know, model or matrix itself. But it should be done, because some companies today measure, for instance, net promoting score or CSI, like customer satisfaction index, etc. But that is unfortunately very much as a standalone measurement. So it's too wide, and it's not connected to the actual customer platform you have, broken down into segments. And I will come back to that a few seconds to explain that more. But let us, you know, dig in a little bit more into, you know, customer retention rate. And that is, you know, as mentioned before, that measure whether the customer are actively engaging to your brand. And one way of measuring this is, of course, to look into the proportion of customer that is actually active. And that could be made like, you know, have made X number of purchases or interacted with your brand during a period of time. Of course, it depends on the industry or the market that you interact, or of course also what kind of, you know, product you sell, etc. But that is one way to measure the retention rate. And looking into the engagement rate, customer lifetime value or CLV is a KPI that is very often mentioned. But from my perspective, you know, the insight itself, it's very, very central, but it's very complex, the customer lifetime value. It's really hard to create an understanding, and not least to establish a pragmatic approach around this within a company, because the calculation of customer lifetime value considers both revenue and costs, that is actual, but also, you know, well, predicted future revenue and costs. So it can be too fluffy and not very, you know, actionable. So my recommendation, speaking of, you know, bundle this kind of, you know, KPIs into one, you know, very functional model and way of working, is to use RFM instead. And RFM is, you know, a method where you measure, R is the recency. I mean, how recently a customer made a purchase. The F is frequency, and that is how often a customer made a purchase. And the M is monetary, for or how much a customer buy during a period of time. And based on that data, you can cluster your customer into what I call value segments. And that is much more action-based and much easier to adopt as a company.
Yeah, that's amazing. I really like that. And we, this is the problem with taking on something so broad, is that I feel like I have about 20 different things that I wanted to discuss with you about that. But we're already out of time, Jens. So I think probably what we need to do is have many more conversations about some of these factors. It's really interesting. But maybe I'll do just as one final point. I'll just get you to do, you know, maybe what would be your, if I was to ask you to recap some of this, what would be your big takeaway around this subject, key KPIs for a loyalty-driven commerce business? What might be your sort of two or three takeaways for someone who's just dipping into this and just wants to take something away and start thinking about it in their business?
Well, first of all, I mean, let's start where we ended. You need to have this kind of model to, in a structured way, be able to identify and prioritize your existing loyal customers, because they consist of different kind of segments. And if you don't have that kind of metrics in place within your, you know, custom experience platform or whatever, it will be a really hard work and very manual work for you. So making sure that you have that kind of functional way, of course, focus on your most valuable customers, because I mean, not only that I do repeat purchases to your brand, they also most likely is a brand lover, and they also drive referrals. And never forgot, of course, also that apart from these KPIs, to becoming a more customer-centric companies, these are key elements. But I really would like companies to be even more, you know, when it comes to, you know, running customer surveys ongoing, and other ways of involving your customers by letting your customer influence how you and your company can improve its customer offer, delivery and services.
Fantastic, Jens. Thank you so much. And the thing I think I'll also take away is definitely two things that stand out for me is the focus on targets. Setting targets around KPIs. Yeah. I see lots of brands we work with who don't do that enough. That's a really good point. And also scoring is such a big thing. I'm realizing not just having these isolated KPIs, but actually pulling them together to create a meaningful bit of information.
Yeah, I think KPIs without targets. I don't know what to say, but they are meaningless.
Yeah.
You know why you're doing, what you're doing, and how you can improve it. And by not having targets around it, it's really hard to create an engaged organization around it.
Yeah, a brilliant point. And yeah, it's remarkable how many businesses don't have targets. So I think that's a big one to take away. Let's talk again, Jens, because it's so interesting. Yeah. Lovely to see you again. That, as I say, is all we have time for, but do tune in for more. Jens has done a couple before, and we have absolutely loads up on the website to check out if you enjoyed this one. So thanks, and we'll see you again soon. Cheers, Jens.
Thank you. Cheers, Shaq.